The Castle Friary is closely linked with the Battle of Bornhöved. It was there on the 22nd of July 1227, the feast day of St. Mary Magdalene, that the Lübeckers and their allies struck a decisive blow that put an end to many years of Danish rule. According to the legend, the victory was due to the saint's intervention, so the citizens of Lübeck founded the friary in honour of St. Mary Magdalene. They invited the Dominicans to their city to run it. The Dominicans are a mendicant order, and the guiding principle of their community is poverty. St. Dominic, the founder of the order, was born in Castile in Spain. He lived from around 1172 until 1220. At that time, the extravagant lifestyle of the clergy was bringing the church into disrepute. Dominic looked back to the simple life that the apostles had led. Other mendicant orders as well as his were established in the 13th century, including the Franciscans and the Carmelites. The official name of the Dominicans, the Order of Preachers, refers to the friar's second important precept, preaching. In contrast to the existing monastic orders, like the Benedictines, the friars did not withdraw to secluded monasteries, but lived in priories near towns. Being closer to the people enabled them to work more intently for their salvation. Dominicans took confessions, celebrated masses, and preached the gospel. Having taken a vow of poverty, the mendicant friars were dependent on donations. Among their main patrons were associations known as confraternities, to which the lay people in the city belonged. The confraternities mainly prayed together and commemorated their deceased fellows. However, meetings were also a good opportunity to make contacts and do deals. A confraternity was generally closely linked with a particular friary. Donations mostly went to their friary. In exchange, the members were allowed to hold their meetings in the friary building. We have no record of where exactly in the castle friary the meetings took place, but it's likely that the members congregated here by the windows of the long hall.